K-State Nation, what's going on? Another edition of the PBBD starts right now. Another Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast. K-State women's basketball, huge update. This came Thursday morning, or really either Wednesday. Well, yeah, I logged into my Twitter on Thursday morning, and I saw this was one of the first things I saw on Thursday. Might have went official on Wednesday, but hey, either way. Big news for Jeff Mini. Of course, they're going to get back Ayoka Lee back from knee surgery from this past year. And, of course, Gabby made her announcement a month or so ago now that she's coming back as well. And then you put the Glenn Twins back. Of course, Serena Sundell is back going to be back as well. And Jeff Mini adds another piece to this K-State roster here as K-State landed this week. Zianna Walker to the team from the transfer portal from Louisville, folks. And Walker, and this is I only have some notes on her real quick, so this I'm going to make this brief here in the pod. But Walker was the 2022 Kansas Gatorade Player of the Year. Woo! She averaged almost 26 a game, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals there. She had, and look at this. This is the highlight right here that I want to point out. Walker, she had over 30 Division I offers. That includes the Cats here. And I'm going to mention some of these. Well, actually, this is not all of them. But this is just some I'm going to name off here on the podcast. She chose K-State over Arizona State, Florida, Georgia, Iowa State, KU. We beat them again. Hey. It's been a theme lately, whether it's men's basketball or football, beating KU to the punch. That's big. Let's see, Michigan, Missouri State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, Wichita State, among others. That includes Indiana as well. Heck yes. We already knew, and I go back to what I said last summer on this podcast, that with the addition of Gabby Gregory, back then, that this team with Ayoka Lee on the floor wasn't the NCAA tournament team. And now, with the services of Zianna Walker now at your disposal from the transfer portal, like I said, at the end of the year with this women's team, it's all depending on who they get or who leaves the program, right? We're living in a new age of the transfer portal, right? So it all depends. And now you have everybody coming back pretty much. Ayoka Lee is an added bonus to that, and now you add a Gatorade Player of the Year? Damn! So now, yeah, this is for sure. Now, again, I still stand by my words. Now, y'all better watch out. Obviously, men's basketball, for good reason. A lot of momentum, and between me, myself, and Alex Aiden, my co-host of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly, sky's the limit for the men's basketball team. This is the standard now. We're looking for players that's going to fit the system, that's going to want to be impact right away. And Zianna Walker on the K-State women's basketball side, you add her to the list. Woo! I say yeah, but I'm with these numbers. I'm assuming she was a starter for Louisville. Now, I don't have to pay much attention to Louisville basketball, but with the 25 points there, you would have put her at least in the starting lineup there. And might insert, this is a way early prediction, but might insert her for one of the Glenn Twins there. But yeah, you want to win back, you want to get to the NCAA, back to the NCAA tournament like you were a little year ago. That's what it is. So you have, as far as I know, and you count, you throw in, we'll see what Rebecca Dollinger does. I'm pretty sure she will be back. That's at least 7. Heavenly Greer, if she's going to be back, and of course, Eliza Maupin there, a rising star as well. That's at least 9 on that count. 9 deep. This team, 9 deep. Now, again, it all depends on what everybody else does. So, again, not really set in stone yet, but this is a huge get for Jeff Mini. So, congratulations to you. Obviously, all the attention to Jerome Tang and his staff on the men's side, but damn, Jeff Mini and his staff answers with someone of their own. Woo! A Gatorade Player of the Year, averaging almost 26 a game. And with those type of numbers, that's what you need. That's what this K-State team needs. Another weapon on offense. You can't focus on Ayoka Lee. You can't focus on Serena Sundell, an emerging Glenn Twins, especially Jaylen. Briley, I better announce her name as well. Let's see. Gabby Gregory, you can't focus in on her either. Now, it's potent with a lot of firepower on the offensive end. And when Jeff May's defense is on point, you can't. It's gonna be tough. I know it's a long way to go, but this is a major step for this program here to get somebody like this in a transfer portal. So congratulations for Jeff May and his staff for doing that. This happened Wednesday. I didn't get the news until Thursday while logging back into Twitter. This was one of the first things I saw. Kudos to Fitz, who cool tweeted this as well, or actually had it. Either he had it first or somewhere, but I got that from him, so kudos to him on that. But yeah, 30 Division I offers. So obviously, she was highly, highly sought after, and K-State Jeff Mini got her here in Manhattan, Kansas. So yeah, unless something wacky out of the blue happens between now and next fall, Zianna Walker is a K-State Wildcat. So huge get there. And that's just another weapon for other Big 12 foes to worry about there as well. So you already had NCAA tournament potential. Obviously, assuming no injuries, obviously no surgeries and whatnot. But this is just another step in that right direction here, trying to get back to the NCAA tournament instead of all this NIT stuff. But congratulations, Anna Walker, in the transfer portal, now grabbed by K-State. Originally, she played with Louisville. I don't know how many years she played with them. So, again, we'll get more information as we progress. We still got quite a bit of ways, but we'll have more information on that. But that's a huge get for Jeff Mini and his team on One's Basketball Side of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. We're on at least 5 days a week. And once baseball comes to a close, we're probably going to slow it down even more a little bit, kind of catch our breath here, but we'll still post weeklies. So definitely this is probably the right time. Well, this is the right time, obviously, to subscribe to the podcast. That's the next thing you need to do to get your usual daily K-State content, whether that's football, men's basketball, women's basketball like this one is, and so far as well. Track and field is still going on. We have baseball, as I mentioned, still going on, battling and other sports. Women's rowing coming off a strong weekend last weekend. Got that. So there's other athletic teams going on as well. We got to mention volleyball in there as well. Jason Mansfield, first-year head coach, as he continues to get set for his first full season here in Manhattan as well. So you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast there as well. We just appreciate you support all calendar year long on this podcast. Make sure you continue to get the word out to your fellow friends. And if you, down the road, if you do leave us a rating review, we're not accepting 1 or 2 stars. Not only does it help us out, but it helps future other K-State fans out there to look for this podcast. And oh yeah, by the way, make sure you download episode 154 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly. Myself and Alex ain't good stuff there. And we got a treat for you guys once again this summer. We're going to bring back some more special guests here on this podcast here to kind of wind down the time between now and the anticipation of football season, coming off that Big 12 championship a year ago on the football Chris Klieman side of things as well. And we got something in store for you coming up. So definitely you want to make sure you subscribe here to this podcast. All right, guys, going to do it on this women's edition, women's basketball edition of the PBBD Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you later on here this week.